Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And while we're thoroughly enjoying that, it must be said that we can't get all the details into those lessons. And so these podcasts are giving a bit more background. Now today we're doing having a second bite at Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15, because there's just so much packed into these two verses. And today we're going to focus a little bit more on the issues of death and being set free from the devil's power. Let's read those verses again. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he may destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Gosh, isn't that so true? Death invokes tremendous fear. And why? Because deep inside, we somehow know that we are in death's power and that there is something to hold us account for our lives beyond this life. There is a terrible destiny, a horrible destiny, awaiting all sinners because we are in the devil's power. Jesus has changed all that. Because of his humanity and because of his deity, his death means, by his vindication that God gave him by raising him from the dead, that we need have no fear of the devil's power and of death. Jesus changed everything. Colossians 2, verse 15. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. Our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Or even 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And then there's a fascinating and inspiring passage in Revelation chapter 12, which we don't have time to read all of today. But have a look at that. Revelation chapter 12, verses 5 to 17. Jesus has changed our fear of death. He is our champion. He has reversed the curse of Genesis chapter 3. And this tells us everything we need to know about why the early Christians were so bold, even after the despair of the cross. Why, after their deep sorrow and their weeping around the cross, why were they so bold, even at the cost of persecution to the extent of losing their lives? There was a sudden change, and that change from disillusionment to triumph can surely only be explained by the fact that the apostles witnessed to the fact that their Lord not only died, but that he rose from the dead, and he gave them the power of his risen life. And that is the special secret that every Christian has, that they have the power of Jesus's risen life, that we have life eternal that begins with us now and blesses us now, but carries us through to the next life. Jesus gives us that. The devil has lost his grip over us because he lost his power over death because he lost in the battle with Jesus. Jesus was submissive to death, even death on a cross. But God raised him back to life to demonstrate that his sacrifice was accepted by God and his purity was accepted by God as being purity donated to anybody who would go to Jesus by faith and accept that and trust him and obey him and follow him. Now that gives us confidence over death. Well, next time we'll go and look at this a little bit more. There's even more in these two verses that we need to look at. And we'll talk about the devil and his power next time. If you'd like to know more about our church work or visit us, then please go to nwlcc.org and you can find the details there. You can email me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you've got time, I'd really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes, search for MCCX, and you'll find my podcasts. And if you could give us a review or some stars, I'd be very grateful, because I would just love to raise the profile of these podcasts so more people will hear about them and I hope be blessed by them. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.